Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to be with you once again this morning, and I believe you are increasing in glory, increasing in God on every side. I'm still sharing concerning your partner person, and I believe this will be the last one in this particular series. And you see, when the Bible talks about those who have come to the full knowledge of the truth, I'll explain it to you. These are people who have tasted of the Lord, tasted of the power, the Bible says, of the powers of the world to come. You see, I'm not talking about someone who is just prophesying. The fact that you are prophesying or you're a prophet does not necessarily mean that you have come to that full maturity level. Hallelujah. Let's get things straight. Okay, that's not what it means. The objective of this particular broadcast is not to scare you, but to help you get to know that you have not actually, because the devil uses it a lot against a lot of people. When I was growing in the Lord, and I'm still growing in the Lord, I used to have a lot of thoughts along that line. You know, that would talk to me and speak to me. I know he does it to a lot of people. You see, so this broadcast is meant to liberate you. It's meant to help you not think in a certain light. Hallelujah. I'm talking about people who have gotten to a certain level and have decided that I'm not going to follow Christ anymore. They have decided I'm not going to follow Christ anymore. They've tasted of the powers of the world to come. They've gotten to know the Lord into detail. Really gone into detail with the Lord. Gotten to know the Holy Spirit into detail. And have decided that they don't want to follow the Lord anymore. Hallelujah. And I said, you don't normally have them, but they are around. You can have people do that. You see, sometimes you have a man of God who has been with the Lord for a very long time, for 40 years. You know, done so many great things. And all of a sudden you hear that he's not following the Lord anymore. And he's criticizing Jesus, and criticizing the gospel, criticizing Christians, and doing all kinds of things. That person may not be able to come back, because it is impossible, as the word of God says. But not for you. Any other sin apart from speaking against the Lord on that level is not the unpardonable sin. Hallelujah. It's not. And you can confess your sin to the Lord, and he will forgive you. And you'll be able to walk with him in fellowship and move on in excitement, in joy, and move on in glory and be with him on that day in glory. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit is in you to help you grow and help you do well. Do you see? And help you develop in him and guard you and help you to go the way he has called you to go. That's what the Holy Spirit is there for. And the Holy Spirit guides us. So you cannot commit that unpardonable sin. It is for those who have gone into a certain light and have decided, emphasis on that. It says, if we sin willfully, these are people who have decided, if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, you see, there remained no more sacrifice for sins. There remained no more sacrifice for sins. These are people who have willfully decided that I'm not going to follow the Lord again. Reasons better known to them, and come very strong against God. Come very strong against Jesus Christ and against his church. Those are the people I'm talking about. But if you are in the Lord, matured in the Lord, you are developing the Lord, going the way you are going, decided in your mind and in your heart that I'm going to follow the Lord with all that I've got, you cannot go along this line. Do you see? Now, let me help you even some more. Back to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gifts, and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God, and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify unto themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. Then, verse 7 says, for the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth the herbs, meet for them by whom it is dressed, receive a blessing from the Lord. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. But beloved, this is Paul talking again. He says, but beloved, this is verse 9, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, thus though we thus speak. You see, so he says, we are persuaded of better things of you, and things that accompany salvation. I'm persuaded of better things concerning that you are not going to go in that light. You can never go in that light. He says, for even though we talk like this to you, we are just trying to alert you concerning what it is, so that you avoid it and not go along that line. The objective of this broadcast is to help you in the Lord and help you grow some more, and know that the devil cannot deceive you anymore, and that you can grow in the Lord without any problems, without any challenges. Hallelujah. That's your objective. I love you very much. I'll say again tomorrow, until then, God bless you, and calm your mind and calm your spirit, because God loves you with all of his heart. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.